I love them, because here we are doing another youth service. This has been a unique year for us, because we have one, Unikid, one, YOUR, and two, Unitine. Thank you, Kevin. Who are siblings. So we decided to stay together as one group. This was challenging in many ways, but it also provided us with an amazing opportunity to get to know each other. It has turned out to be quite a blessing. I want to take this opportunity to thank our board members for all the work they are doing to get the pod in place for us. We are also grateful to our congregation for helping us raise the money that is needed for the electricity that will need to be run to the building. We are excited to move into our own space. I also want to thank Patty and Brandy for everything that they do for our youth. Ladies, you do such an amazing job, and we appreciate all that you do. Now, this wouldn't be a youth service without some silly songs. For any of you that are new to Unity, silly songs are a must. We are doing two songs this morning, and we ask that you join us. Okay, the first one. Okay, right. John's ready to go.
I did that in rehearsal too. So. Yeah.
Okay, the first one is a Unity classic. If you're willing to do it with us, you want to stand. You want to start it in a standing position.
You don't need your instrument yet.
Yep, this one's not our instrument one.
But the next one, right after it is.
Thank you all for participating. All right, Natalie is going to lead us. You're just going to follow her directions. And don't worry, you'll catch on soon. A tutita.
Can I start now?
Thumbs up. Elbows back.
a tootie tot, a tootie tot, a tootie tot.
Our second song is Listen to the Heartbeat.
Now you can use your instrument.
And this is the one that you will need your instrument. Everybody have one?
Two.
All right. Oh, just a second. Just a second. All right. Patty is our leader for this one. So please follow her lead as she sets the rhythm of our beat.
Two and three.
Have a powerful message for you today about the power of listening to your still small voice and how we are more powerful together. We will present it by doing a play, Anna and the Witch, which was written by Janet Jones and a little editing from me to make it more Facebook Live friendly.
And me.
We do need you to use your imagination this morning because this play does involve a witch's spell. One of our main characters, John, he starts out only the size of your hand. So he will be a little bit hard to see. That is intentional, and if it bothers you, go ahead and move up front. But don't worry, it won't last for very long. And we did cast you in a role. You are the brook. Don't worry, the words will be up there for you. And your cue is Anna could hear her brook singing. Now, it is my pleasure to introduce to you our youth here at Unity of Michiana doing Anna and the Witch.
Once there was a girl named Anna who lived in a cottage at the edge of the forest. Near the cottage was a brook where Anna drew her drinking water. When she entered the forest, she would follow the brook so she could find her way back. And at night, the brook sang her to sleep with a gentle tune. Anna would reply,
I hear you whisper to me, I listen to every word, a current running through me, always waiting to be heard. The ever-flowing river is always by my side, singing me a love song and serving as my guide.
One day, when she finished drinking brook water, Anna noticed something sparkling at the bottom of her cup. It was a shining jewel that she held to the sunlight and thanked the brook for it. It was lovely. She felt like she would need it someday, so she put it into her pocket. As Anna walked back to the cottage, she heard a muffled sound. She went closer to see what was making this unfamiliar noise, and there was a tiny boy about the size of Anna's hand. His own hands were bound behind him with yarn, and he had a huge grape stuck in his mouth so he could not speak. Anna walked this way and that, examining the boy. She finally untied him and removed the grape from his mouth.
Who are you?
I'm John.
I'm John. Who do you think I am? And it took you long enough to untie me.
You're not very grateful. You only come up to my ankle. A wild animal could have come along and eaten you for dinner if it hadn't been
grateful, Schmeifel. The witch is responsible for this. She tied me up to be eaten alive.
A witch? But why would she tie you up?
She's afraid I may be more powerful than she is.
How could you be more powerful than a witch?
You'll see. Small doesn't always mean weak. Just wait till we meet that witch.
Wait. This is your story. I don't have to talk to no witch.
You found me. That means I'm part of your story and you're part of mine. Together, we'll face that witch.
Anna wasn't so sure of this. However, John did seem to need her help. After all, he only stood as tall as her waist. Anna could hear her brook singing.
Welcome to life that you may live each day. Cherish every moment and you'll find your way. This is the essence, the dream behind my song. Everyone is precious, everyone is strong.
They went to the old run-down shack, with spider webs in the windows. The path to the door was overgrown with prickly vines. It looked like no one lived there.
There it is. You going first.
Why? It's just an old deserted house.
Oh no, she's in there, working on her magic on some poor soul.
Anna listened very intently. Yes, she could still hear her brook.
Listen to the signs, and I will follow mine. People hear the quiet and understand in time. Reach out and claim your power. It's always there for you. And share it with another, for they have power too.
Anna made her way through the brambles and the prickly vines. The rotten egg smell became almost unbearable as she reached the window. She peered in through the spider webs. There was the ugliest woman she had ever seen. She had long, stringy hair like straw. Her nose was like a bird's beak. And her eyes were two glowing green circles in her head. Anna motioned with her hand so that John came up beside her. She knew now that she would have to help him break the spell. John only came up to her shoulder. The witch turned. She saw them through the window.
What do we have here, dearies? Come and visit me. I rarely get visitors.
The children went in because they were too deep in the forest to turn back. Then the witch recognized John.
Aha! I see you've been rescued by your friend.
She turned her green eyes on Anna.
You wicked girl, you should know better to mess with a witch's spell.
But he could have been eaten. Look, he only comes up to my nose.
That's right. That's because you're breaking my spell. He was getting entirely too smart for his own good. Now, I have to eat you both.
Anna realized this may be why she found the jewel and reached into her pocket and pulled it out.
Please, take this. Leave us alone and I'll give you this jewel.
No, no. Take it away. I can't stand it.
The witch began to shrink. She became smaller and smaller until she was the size of Anna's hand. Anna held out the jewel closer to the witch, and the witch disappeared. Only a wisp of green smoke was left on the floor where she had stood.
She was going to eat us!
Anna stared at John.
Why, you're taller than me!
That's because the spell is broken. The witch is gone.
Anna put the jewel into her pocket. She and John went back through the forest towards home. They could hear her brook singing.
Welcome to life that you may live each day. Cherish every moment. You will find your way. This is the essence, the dream behind my song. Everyone is precious, and we're all one. John and Anna never forgot the lessons from that memorable day. In quiet moments, they can still hear the brook's beautiful song.
We can do anything, and we can show the world how strong that we can be together. Oh, we can do anything. Hand in hand, we can take to the air, and we can fly above upon a wing in a pair together. Oh, we can do anything. We can swim the greatest rivers, and we can climb the highest peaks. We can sail the mighty oceans if we're together, you and me. You, my friend, had
you in my heart,
and through thick and thin, I loved you from the start. Together, yes, together.
Yes, together.
Oh, we can do it.